just isn't ready. It is your girl, Drea Love. Tonight, been doing some work. I'm out in the bay visiting my family. And you know, every time I'm out in the bay, I got family stuff to deal with because that's where the people are. So energies do what energies do, and they have done a little bit of that. So I'm sitting here at one of my sister's houses, and I am writing out something for a post, the Ho'oponopono, the ancient Hawaiian practice of forgiveness. And a friend of mine who did quantum healing on me, she introduced me to this, and she gave me the basically incantation or prayer to look at after, and I did it. And it was so interesting because the couple hours before I was doing it, I was sitting here, I was channeling, and I've been writing. I think I've written like 8 pages, and just so dense with information. And then I'm writing this prayer of forgiveness, this ancient Hawaiian tradition, releasing people from ancestral lines, like way far back as they go, releasing people who thought to have damage, that I have damage. I'm sorry. I love you. I forgive you, or forgive me. Thank you. All of these things, which I had never really done before in its entirety. And then I actually typed this out so I could post this for you guys. So as I was typing it out, I was feeling some type of way. And I was feeling the channeling coming in, and I was feeling the energy coming in. And immediately after I was done typing it, actually I made the the JPEG for the picture with the little sayings on it. And then I typed the actual full page out. And as I was finishing up typing the page, my oldest son called me in a panic about something dramatic, and it was goofy and it was family related, but it was very interesting. And I was like, whoa. You know, I've been trying to manage my relationship and get things back on track with him. And so I've been very strategic. And so I was like, no, we're good. So I managed the conversation, got off the phone, and dealt with what I needed to deal with, what was chaotic for him, the reason he was calling me in a chaotic state. So I dealt with it with my family. It was so interesting though, because it was very much directly related to my family and to something that happened, a couple things that happened, and him being in the middle of it and in the middle of the chaos. And so as I was dealing with it, and there really wasn't any chaos, it was just misunderstanding. And so as I was in the middle of it and dealing with it and managing through it and doing the Ho'oponopono, the prayer for forgiveness to release everybody, all these people are literally messaging me within the hour, within 1 hour, less than 1 hour, half an hour of this, of me typing all this stuff out. So can I just tell you how fast this works? And then within 1 hour, all of that stuff got resolved. That was chaotic. That was the reason my son called me. That was the reason why he was upset. Everything got resolved. It was nothing. It was just a miscommunication. No big deal. Whatever, we swooped it in. Everything is fine. But it was so crazy how that crap happened. So I am encouraging you guys to do the work, and just, even if you can sit and say it out loud, but even if you could retype it, retyping it for me, I don't know, it did something to me. So if you can retype it, that was powerful for me, but saying it out loud was really good. But things are going to happen fast. That's what happened to me. Like I said, it took less than, I wasn't even done typing the actual words out before my son called me in chaos. And, the release was happening. But it's so interesting because this is a whole reset for a whole new level, a whole new time. The game is different. Like, people are on the same page. Things are just in a different space. And so it's amazing watching the universe work, because I have removed all resistance and done the work to where I don't have any energetic blocks. So things just happen, manifest. I manifest immediately, because that's what I do. I instantly manifest, because when you do your energy work, that's what happens. Things happen super fast, because when we have energetic blocks, what ends up happening is things aren't manifesting, and people are like, oh my goodness, why isn't this happening for me? Well, because we have energetic blocks, and so we don't manifest as we think we're trying to, because we're in our own damn way. We're stepping on our own feet. While we say we want one thing, we're energetically doing something else. So we're giving mixed communication signals to the universe. So as this is happening on a typical basis for many of us, watching this happen and seeing how quickly things happen for me now, as I have removed the blocks and done the work. Y'all, I highly recommend doing the work. Take yourself through the process. You know, at the same time I was doing that, I sit here with my candles. I've got my 3 candles lit in my little special candle holders. I've got a whole crystal grid happening. I've got ancient tribal stuff happening. I was burning sage in my favorite rock grace. I've got some people whose powers that I use, I shouldn't say that out loud, but yeah, I do, working with me, and yeah, I shouldn't even say that out loud, and the work that I do, because I am a little bit magical, and a lot of bit magical, but my crystal grid and doing the work, y'all should follow your intuition and burn some of this damn old energy off, because we need to just be able to release ourselves and allow the universe to take some of this from us, because we are all carrying a very heavy load right now energetically, especially with everything happening right now. And there's simple things that we can do, like burn candles, burn herbs, use crystals, use intention, work with the universe, write things down, use the power of words, incantation, intention, cry, like actually dig in deep to your soul, feel some feelings, let them out, release. Like, come on, y'all, we can have an opportunity to transmute a lot of what is happening right now. All this goofy stuff that's happening in the world, we have the power to turn what's happening in the world, transmute it as a collective, but we have to individually start. So that means transmuting your own stuff. So as I say this, y'all know I work on a daily to transmute my shit. Like I said, I got a lot of chaotic stuff. I was crying at 7 o'clock this morning with my other sister in San Francisco because of something else that happened that was chaotic. And she's like, oh my God, that's terrible. But life is life, y'all. We got to process through our stuff. And as we deal with it, as we feel it, as we allow it to run through us, we don't allow it to consume us or to take us or let the emotion like take us down, because that's some bullshit. We got too much work to do. Y'all just feel through it, feel it, let it happen, witness it, walk through your spirit, walk through your embodiment of what is happening with you. Just let it freaking happen. Stop fighting the feeling. Stop fighting whatever is happening. Stop fighting it. If you're fighting it, y'all in trouble. The fight is gonna fuck you up. So stop fighting. Just stop fighting. Allow the universe to help us, like I said, especially in this crazy time. Use the free resources that we have available to us in ancient times. They did not need all these crazy things. They just knew how to call in the power of the universe. So y'all, take some notes from me on a reel. Call in the power of the universe for me. Do some things that are simple. Believe this. Work with the universe and like get over yourself. Stop trying to quantify and tangibly understand how these things work. Just fucking get involved in your life. Transmute some of this old energy and process through some of this stuff, because we can't hold this anymore, y'all. It's time as a collective we level the hell up. So please like, comment, share, and subscribe. Pass this on to somebody you know who could use a good word about forgiveness and about moving on and about leveling up and using the power of free resources to level yourself up. So love y'all. My website, DreaLove.com, blog, vlog, podcast, appointments, socials, resources, and so much more. Thanks for listening to me on this Perspectives podcast with your girl, Drea Love. I love that you're hanging out with me. If this brought you any healing or helped you in any way at all, I would just ask that you please share. Just send this to one person that you know this would help get through something. And of course, rate, review, and subscribe.